Better public reporting is needed about the quality of care received abroad, as are better guidelines for patients seeking that care. That's according to Jeremy Snyder and Valerie Brooks, writing in the December 2010 issue of the American Journal of Bioethics. Jeremy Snyder is Assistant Professor of Health Sciences at Simon Fraser University, and he joins us now from Burnaby, British Columbia. You note in your article that there are many areas of moral concern associated with bariatric surgery, not least of which, who is ultimately responsible for providing and coordinating the care. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Well, I was particularly writing about people who travel abroad for bariatric surgery, so people who are engaging in medical tourism. And that's increasingly an element of people who can't afford to get bariatric surgery domestically will go to countries like Mexico, Costa Rica, even as far away for Americans who are seeking out the surgery as India and Thailand. And so we're particularly talking about how when you travel abroad for this care, it creates some additional ethical concerns. A range of issues, particularly around follow-up care, which is a big concern for bariatric surgery.
Another complicating factor is that physicians may be reluctant to provide aftercare for patients who have gone abroad for bariatric surgery, especially if they have problems in the country where the care was provided.
Yeah, it's a big concern around liability. If, for a physician, if they weren't involved in the care to start with, and the patient presents him or herself with complications from the surgery, they may not know how the care was delivered in the first place, may be worried that they'll have legal liability if there are additional complications once they've become involved. And so it can create a lot of problems for the patient who's trying to receive that care. And when you're transferring medical records from abroad, they may be translated from a different language. That can create a lot of complications, too.
Then there's the practical issue of informed consent, especially when the content and quality of information on those procedures found online may be suspect at best.
Yeah, we've been particularly interested in, for the patients who are getting bariatric surgery abroad, a lot of times they'll go to the internet as a first source of information, and as difficult as it is to get informed consent, even under idealized circumstances, when you have patients who are going online, visiting websites or online forums for individuals who've gotten bariatric surgery abroad previously, or a lot of times they'll go to medical tourism brokers as well who provide these services, arrange for the travel, arrange for the surgery, the information that they're getting might be very accurate, very well-based, but some of it may not be. And there's, it's a lot of people have described this as kind of a frontier of medicine or wild, wild west. There's very little regulation of this, and particularly when you're traveling abroad for care, some of the regulatory framework and protections that you might have domestically in the U.S. or in Canada fall out of consideration. So it's not a guarantee that patients are getting bad information. It just means that it's an additional wrinkle in considerations of informed consent. And to go back to the issue that we were just talking about, with some of the concerns around follow-up care, patients may have difficulties getting accurate information about some of the complications associated with bariatric surgery, but they may also not be getting the information that they need about some of the difficulties they may encounter achieving follow-up care, so that they simply may not be going into this knowing all the difficulties that the surgery presents itself.
It just sounds like such a murky world that people enter into here. Is it too much to expect for other countries to have the same or similar standards of care that we have in this part of the world?
So if you're sitting in North America and you're trying to make a decision about what hospital to visit and trying to check this out, it can be quite difficult to assess the quality of care that you're going to receive abroad. So again, it's not to impugn the level of care in India or Costa Rica, Mexico, in any of these places. In some cases, it's as good or as better as what you'd receive in North America. But it's just very difficult to assess that when you're sitting at your computer or if you're trying to book this care through a broker.
it seems like there's some built-in inequities here, since it will be limited to those who can afford to travel overseas.
That's true. I mean, on the one hand, it does, if you're paying out of pocket this anyway, if it's not going to be covered by your insurance in a country like the U.S. or by the public system in Canada, then it may well actually open up increased access, because a lot of people will travel abroad for this care out of cost concerns. I think we talk about in the article that in some cases the costs are priced at about half the price of what you get in the U.S. if you're going to travel to Mexico or Costa Rica and some of these countries. So in that sense, it does open up some increased possibilities of accessing bariatric surgery that people didn't have anyway. It's still quite expensive, and you're also subjecting people who, instead of getting the care locally, they have to fly many hours to receive the care. They're going to be exposed to all of the dangers that we've been talking about in terms of accessing follow-up care. They're going to be exposed to possibly lower health outcomes because of difficulties with continuity of care. And so on the one hand, if you're looking at this totally as a matter of cost, it's opening up access. But if you're looking at it in terms of the costs associated with the surgery, people who are going to access it abroad face a range of risks that aren't going to be the case with somebody who's getting the care from their local hospital.
You call for better public reporting about the quality of care received in these countries and better guidelines for patients seeking care abroad. Please explain.
Well, it's been a common concern in a range of areas in medical tourism is that it's very, very little regulation going on right now. It would be helpful if better accreditation were going on with some of the facilities abroad. Some of these facilities will get Joint Commission International, JCI, accreditation, but there have been some concerns raised by others discussing medical tourism that in a lot of cases there's limited transparency around how this accreditation takes place, and that some of the level of investigation that goes along with it is limited. So it would be helpful if some of the stringency around accreditation was increased. Part of that would be just better reporting of outcomes. Another area that would be very helpful in terms of regulation of this industry would be setting up better frameworks for follow-up care. And that would include better cooperation with individuals, family physicians, and some of the institutions, the hospital facilities abroad. It's difficult to, I mean, there are some concerns around that. It's a very controversial issue. Some physicians may not want to get involved in doing that. And, of course, the barriers that you'll see to increasing regulation will be very different in a country like Canada with a public system that's been resistant to opening up to privatization versus more privately run system like we have in the U.S.
The article is entitled Medical Tourism and Bariatric Surgery, More Moral Challenges by Jeremy Snyder and Valerie Crooks of Simon Fraser University. It appears in the December 2010 issue of the American Journal of Bioethics. For more information, visit bioethics.net. That's bioethics.net. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.